414, please.
Amend utility license law to include direct access electric services and establish minimum penalties for certain violations.
Good morning, Ms. Henry.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. The purpose of this ordinance is to make direct access electric and gas services subject to the utility license code. So energy suppliers operate throughout Oregon and in Portland. Energy suppliers provide wholesale service to business customers, bypassing local utilities. For example, in Portland, it might be PGE, PPNL, and Northwest Natural. So business customers buy directly from alternative suppliers rather than the local utility, and the option of receiving this service directly from suppliers is called direct access. These direct access suppliers are not currently subject to the utility license law. Thus, revenues associated with their sales are not captured through utility license fees. Industry experts predict that the market share of energy suppliers will likely increase in the future. In terms of the process that we used to for this, we sent out notice in January to all of the utility licensees, as well as those energy suppliers that we are aware of in Portland. I have worked with the two energy suppliers that we are aware of, Noble America Energy Solutions and Shell Energy, since January, and answered their questions. You know, can this be passed through? When will this be taking effect? The effective date of this is July 1st, 2016. I will say that normally when you deal with companies, they're not thrilled with being taxed, but the representatives of these two companies have been just great and complimentary of the process, in the sense that we're giving them so much time to prepare for this. And in Hillsboro and Prineville, they've been doing this for several years. The other small tweak we're making is to the penalties, where we're establishing a minimum penalty of $500 or 2% of the utility's gross revenues, mostly for administrative efficiencies. We don't actually use this portion of the code that much. We endeavor to get everybody to pay what they're supposed to do and follow the law from the very beginning. And I wanted to thank Danny Grady and Michael Armstrong of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, who helped me with the estimates. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Because I like hearing the numbers. What are the estimates for the revenue for this?
Well, we think on the high end it could be $1 million annually in general fund revenue. But because all the information is proprietary, we won't know till we know.
Well, thank you very much for that. Do you happen to know whether the budget office has factored that into their forecast for next year?
I don't know, but I definitely provided all the information to them.
Once again, the Office of for Community Technology is really proving its worth, and you as its leader, I very much appreciate this work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Are any of these direct access providers providing renewable energy?
I don't know the answer to that, but I can check with my colleague in planning and sustainability. They might have a better idea. But I actually, since now I have this great relationship with these two companies, I can ask them directly.
Yeah, I'd like to know. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll follow up.
All right. Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Okay. Did not. Passed second reading. Thank you very much.
Thank you.